Director's Report. The directors present their report on People with Disability Australia Limited for the financial year ended 30th of June 2024. General Information. Directors. The names of the directors in office at any time during or since the end of the year are: Name, Samantha Connor. Position, Vice President. Appointed or resigned? Resigned 15th of November 2023. Name, Arun Barachala. Position, Board Director. Appointed or resigned? Blank. Name, Claire Gibellini. Position, Secretary. Appointed or resigned? Resigned 15th of November 2023. Name, Eva Cyphus. Position, Vice President. Appointed or resigned? Appointed 15th of November 2023. Name, Heidi Badawi. Position, Board Director. Appointed or resigned? Blank. Name, Kevin Ross Morris. Position, Vice President. Appointed or resigned? Appointed 15th of November 2023. Name, Marijke Jonkers. Position, Interim President. Appointed or resigned? Blank. Name, Michelle Hyde. Position, Vice President. Appointed or resigned? Resigned 19th of December 2023. Name, Nicole Lee. Position, President. Appointed or resigned? Resigned 11th of January 2024. Name, Presley Jahuri. Position, Treasurer. Appointed or resigned? Blank. Name, Suresh Rajan. Position, Secretary. Appointed or resigned? Blank. Name, Zila Hassanlu. Position, Board Director. Appointed or resigned? Resigned 11th of June 2024. Directors have been in office since the start of the financial year to the date of this report, unless otherwise stated. Principal Activities. The principal activity of People with Disability Australia Limited during the financial year was to represent, support, educate and advocate for people with disability and undertake necessary activities and programs to achieve the organisation's objective. No significant changes in the nature of the company's activity occurred during the financial year. Long-term objectives. The company's long-term objectives are to empower people with disability as individuals, as specific population groups, and as a sector, advocate for the human rights of people with disability at the individual, specific population group, and sector levels, effective representation of people with disability as a sector to the government and to the community generally, as well as focus on sector development, and build our organisational capacity to empower, advocate for, and represent people with disability. Review of operations. The surplus of the company amounted to $158,394. 2023, $481,700. With reference to the ACFID Code of Conduct, PWDA confirms that during the year, the organisation did not receive any international aid and development revenue. 2023, nil. Auditor's Independence Declaration. The Auditor's Independence Declaration, in accordance with Section 307C of the Corporations Act 2001 for the year ended 30th of June 2024, has been received and can be found on page 3 of the financial report. Signed in accordance with a resolution of the Board of Directors. Signed by Marijke Jonkers, President, and Suresh Rajan, Treasurer. Dated 26th of September 2024.